first, we do see an increased demand of water, which means there is a risk for scarcity of water in the next few years to come. Second, we know that urbanization is driving people from rural areas to towns, and there is a need for huge investments in infrastructure as well as water in the urban areas of the world. And three, and that is already common knowledge, I guess, among the water community, that a number of water resources are shared in between countries, what we call transboundary water issues, that you need to find solutions and also agreements how to share common water resources. These are three among a number of issues that are being discussed at this week in Stockholm.
And of course, tackling water is such a big issue because it is very global and everyone needs water. But when you're looking at breaking it down into, let's say, continents, for instance, Africa, and you look at Africa, which is full of resources, lots of water there, but it is being affected by climate change. So what are some of the areas that you all are looking at in terms of water resources and improving, for instance, irrigation for agriculture?
That's true. We have a number of challenges in Africa. One, of course, is the access to safe drinking water and sanitation, which is one of the targets on the Millennium Development Goals right now. And we are progressing on the access to safe drinking water, but still have a long way to go on sanitation. So that is one field that we are particularly looking into. Second, on irrigation and the use of water, we have this year recognized one company in the Stockholm Industry Water Award who is doing drip and micro irrigation, that you can use water more efficiently, because we know that in a number of countries and areas you have scarcity of water, and to be able to grow the food you need for your population, you can use water more smart and more efficient by drip irrigation. So that, I think, we are having discussions among participants and also provide solutions and knowledge about drip irrigation.
It has also been mentioned that by the year 2050, the population of the world will be about 9 billion people. And of course, with that many people, water will continue to be an issue. So given this aspect, what would you say is the future of water, and how will we get it, and how limited will it be?
Yes, this is a very challenging movement for the full globe, I would say. There are estimations that by 2050, we will also have an increase in demand for water by 50-55% above the level today. And as we know, water is a limited resource. So that means that we need to find ways and means to use water more efficiently in the future. We know that we have areas where there's droughts and also floods, and we need to find common technical solutions on how to handle that. So I think water is now becoming, may I say, hot topic on the international agenda. More interest in water, not only by water, as of course is a human right for drinking water and for human beings, but also from the production sectors, for the food producer, from the energy producer, that they relate to and also have a large part of their production chains are using water. So we need to find methods how to use water more efficiently, that we can use it both for households, for companies, and for food.
Also, how do you think water will play into the economy of the world in terms of it becoming expensive to obtain?
This is also very interesting. Actually, earlier this year, when the World Economic Forum, hosting their annual event in Davos, asked the CEOs of the world what they would face as risks in the future, they mentioned financial risk as the first risk. But then, second is lacking access to water. So the mere fact that they don't have access all time to water is a key factor now for the business community. So I think in that context, there is now a discussion ongoing how to you allocate water, both for our daily life as human beings, but also for the production sector, for the clothes and foods, etc., that we are depending upon. So I think that will materialize more in the next few years to come. How should we, technology and also institutionally, find the ways how to allocate water more efficiently, as it is a limited resource?